Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we went from one Oregon State commit to an Oregon State target. Sam Vidlec from Hidden Valley High School, and his story is really interesting. Committed to Montana really early. And sometimes those kids who are like Pac-12 caliber kids, they'll get offers from the FCS and they don't really pay a ton of attention to them, to be honest, because they know that wave of Utah State and then Utah and then Oregon State and Cal and Arizona State, they're all coming. And with Sam Vidlec, he committed early to Montana. And now the Pac-12 offers are coming in, and he picked up his first one this week from Oregon State. And he's got a decision to make because he grew up believing that Montana could be the place for him. You compete for a national championship. You play at the Big Sky level. No one from his high school in like 20 years has been this level of prospect. And now here is Sam Vidlec, and finally people are believing and seeing what shows on film. This is a Pac-12 kid. He joins the show now. Sam Vidlec, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. You're committed to Montana. You've loved Montana. And I want to start there because I want to give a lot of credit to that Montana coaching staff. They believed in you early. They fell in love with you early, and they saw your talent, and it's a really nice fit. So Montana, it just seems like that's a really good program. And it seems like a place you genuinely love, even though you've got this Pac-12 offer now.
Yeah, I think Montana is a great place. It's a program with a lot of tradition and a lot of pride. They do things the right way up there, and it's a great program, and I have a lot of respect for their coaching staff as well as the players. So, Montana is a great place and a place that I've really loved since I was pretty young. So, yeah, Montana's a great place.
If I'd have told little Sammy Vidlec when he was an eighth grader, you're going to have an offer from Montana, wouldn't you have just said, okay, that's perfect, I did it? Woohoo! I mean, wouldn't that have been almost the dream initially?
Yeah, that would have been awesome if I got to know at that age that I'd be in this position. It's a really neat opportunity that I have, and I'm really thankful for the place I'm in right now, and thankful to everybody that helped me get here, and for God allowing me to be in this position. So yeah, super excited.
And now you've grown and developed, and I saw that you were a Montana commit, and then I watched your film, and to be honest, you just don't see it that often, a kid who you say, well, this kid's definitely a Power 5 conference talent, and he's already committed to an FCS school. It seems like if you'd have waited, potentially, a lot of FBS offers would have come your way. Were you nervous about that initially, that if I commit too early, I might be putting a stop to my recruitment too early? Or did you just kind of not expect to get the attention that you're getting at this point? Because there are a lot of Pac-12 schools taking a long look at you.
Yeah. I mean, so when I committed, it's not something that I regret doing. I thought it was a great fit for me, and it's great culture, and that I'd fit in well. And I just thought it was a good fit then, and I did that. And so that's what I went with. And I didn't know that I would get looks from Pac-12 places and from schools like that. And I always believed in myself that I could play at the highest level. I just didn't know if anyone would believe in me to give me a shot. And so now that I have an opportunity to do that, I'm definitely doing my due diligence to take a look at my opportunities here and finding what's best for me.
What does it mean to you to have a Pac-12 school see what people have seen for the last year or so. People have talked about you, and we've heard your name as a Pac-12 arm, and Alex Brink swears you're a Pac-12 arm, and your film shows that. What does it mean to have a coaching staff say, yeah, we see it, and we believe we want you to lead our program? Because at the end of the day, that's what a quarterback does. They lead a program. I mean, they are now saying Sam Vidlak can lead a Pac-12 conference program.
Yeah.
Did we lose him?
Obviously. What?
Oh, we lost you for a minute. Can you answer that one again? You cut out for just a second there.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, it means a lot to me to get an opportunity like this from a Pac-12 school and from really an in-state school. That usually just doesn't happen. And, I've been extremely impressed with the entire coaching staff at Oregon State. And I think they're really good coaches, and I think they're also really good people. And so just really impressed with them, and I'm really, really – it means a lot to me to get offered by them, and definitely very excited about it.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot with those first couple questions. I think my general point is Montana has a great staff with a great football program. Oregon State has a great staff with a rising football program, a Pac-12 football program, and you've got two great choices because you believe very strongly in both opportunities. How do you weigh, now that you have Pac-12 offer and a Montana, commit, how do you weigh the opportunity to play in the Pac-12 versus your current commitment, or is that going to take kind of continuing to build a relationship with Oregon State and just kind of in the end of the day, at the end of your recruitment, kind of a gut feel as to what's the best fit for you?
I mean, yeah, you got to weigh out the pros and the cons of both places. And you definitely got to ultimately, I need to find the best place for me to go and what's best for me. And there are great things about both places. And I don't think I can lose in this situation. I'm blessed and thankful to be offered by both of those places. I think they're both great places. And so I'm really thankful for both opportunities. And so, yeah, I mean, you got to weigh out the pros and cons, and ultimately I need to pray about it and think about it, which I've been doing. And so, yeah, I need to find the best place for me and go from there.
3,400 yards, 44 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 74.5 completion percentage during your junior year. A monster, monster season. What does it mean to you, being from Hidden Valley and representing that high school, being the first one in a long time, like two decades, to be a scholarship college football player? What does it mean to you to wear that Hidden Valley jersey and represent that community and that program?
Oh, that means the whole world to me. Hidden Valley is the school that I've grown up with. Since I was born, my dad's been a coach and a teacher there my entire life. And that school and that place means so much to me. And it means a lot. I mean, that's a place that I die for, that place, that all my teammates, my the people there, the coaching staff, and really anybody that's been a part of it, it's just a special place, and it means an awful lot to me to represent Hidden Valley and all the people that knock on it for not being the biggest school. It's something I take a lot of pride in, going to Hidden Valley, and it's definitely a great place for anybody to go to school and play football in high school. And I'm super thankful that I'm able to represent Hidden Valley. It means a lot to me.
You're being very polite, and I really appreciate that. But one of my favorite things about you, Sam, is that there is underneath, and you're a good kid, underneath that, there's a fire that burns to show everybody how good you can be, because you have believed in yourself. You've believed you were a Power 5 conference. You believed you were a Pac-12 quarterback way before everybody else. And that fire, no matter where you go, is going to, I think, carry you to success. Where do you get that intensity? Because, again, people on the radio say, oh, he's a very well-spoken young man. He's a very nice young man. And you are. But I've talked to you before, too, where there's a level of intensity to you that you kind of want to shove it to the programs that didn't offer you and show them that they slept on you a little too long and you're a lot better than maybe some of these schools initially believed. And it fuels you.
Yeah, I'm an ultra competitive person, and I do have a lot of fire, and a lot that I want to prove to a lot of people. And I think that has a lot to do with my upbringing. My dad taught me how to compete since I was a young kid. I'm the oldest of five kids and four brothers. So I'm definitely a super ultra competitive person that has a lot of fire in me. And I'm definitely looking forward to proving people what I can do. And you there?
Yeah, you cut out again for a minute. I think we're going to let you go, Sam, just because we're having a little bit of a snag there with the connection. But I hope your family's doing well. I hope grandparents or grandpas are both doing really well. Hang in there, battle, and good luck with this decision. And I hope no matter where it ends up being, whether it's Montana, Oregon State, or another school that comes in, I hope you find the right fit for you, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate you having me on the show. So thank you.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.